Okay. Sometimes, outside you might carry water around in something with a handle. What do you call
it? Pail.
Okay. And, what's an old roof that makes a lot of noise when rain hits it?
Shingle? Well, it's a tin roof.
Okay. When you wash dishes, you use a cloth. You call that?
Washcloth.
Okay.
Or dishcloth, I guess.
Okay. You would dry your hands with a...
towel.
Mm-hmm. And how about, what do you dry off with when you get out of the shower?
A bath towel.
Okay. When you wash dishes, you want to turn on the...
faucet.
Mm-hmm. And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully.
if you want to heat tea, you would heat tea in a...
teapot.
Okay. How about something larger that you might use for soup?
Well, the kettle, I guess.
Okay. Is the kettle something with two handles?
Could be, yes.
Is that what you would think of?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. We don't have a kettle, I don't think, because they're too big.
Well, ours does two handles, one on each side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you cook an egg in?
Well, you can, a frying pan for one thing, or boil an egg in a little a small pan for boiling water or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's a really large frying pan called? One made out of iron.
Skillet, I guess.
Okay.
Incidentally, I'm telling you a little story about when I was in the service one time. This was after the war was over, but we took a load of displaced people back to the eastern zone, which was controlled by Russia at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we went. This was east of Vienna, and so we were all in boxcars. Now, all these people were riding in boxcars, and they wanted to go home to, they had fled from the Russians, but the war was over, and they wanted to go back to their homes. So we had put together, the U.S. Army had put together a train to help these people get back to their homelands.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a party of, we had four soldiers that, to guard the train, and our primary job was to bring the engine back to the western zone. We weren't going to give the engine to the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
So we were train guards, and as we got into the Russian zone and into the Vienna area, beyond Vienna there, when the train reached its destination, all the people got off and ran off. And so we had dinner that night with the Russian troops.
Mm.
And so they invited us to dinner, and they were a bunch of guys like we were, all infantry soldiers. And so they had a huge, huge frying pan. Must have been this
wow.
big around. It's the biggest damn thing I'd ever seen. And there were six or eight of us. And so they had made a big pot of goulash, or whatever you want to call it, and they just pushed it around the sides of that thing. We all ate out of the same big pan.
Wow. That's interesting.
So that's just a little story about the frying pan.
Yeah, the Russians have some interesting kitchen equipment.
Well, they were a lot worse off than we were, at least the soldiers were.
Yeah. I don't know how they carried that thing around. It must have been made out of iron.
Well, they may not have carried it around. They may have taken it from the Germans at where they were being, you know, where they
yeah.
were billeted at that point. I don't know.
That
it was
true.
A huge pot.
Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp that's made out of a bottle with kerosene maybe in it?
Yes.
Or what would you call that?